last time. Stole that from David J. The last multiple listing update of the year, December 31st, 2012, the 52nd week of the year. It actually ended December 28th. And it's the last show of the year, last MLS update of the year. And, you know, Stephen Wright had a joke that he knew when he was going to die because his birth certificate had a expiration date. And, you know, it's kind of funny. This is like an arbitrary time. It's the last day of the year, the last show of the year. David J. pointed out, so next week will be the first show of the year, as if it means anything. Okay, the 52nd week of the year, this is the 717th week I've compiled these statistics. Single-family residences only just through the multiple listing service and from CARP to Goleta, week ending December 28th, 2012. 9 new listings, but 4 of them already closed. So reported for information only, so really 5 new listings. A low of $500,000 on Garden, talked about that in the last segment. A high of $7.3 million on Rincon Point Road, and that, in fact, was one of the 4 that closed, so that's the high for the sold categories as well. So a low of $500,000, a high of $7.3 million. 6 of the 9 were under $1 million, median price $800,000. 3 were over $1,475,000 on the 9 new listings. Second category, opened escrows. 11 lucky people opened escrow the last week of the year, 2012. A low of $295,000 on East De La Guerra. Again, talked about that in the last segment. A high of $9,650,000 on Riven Rock. 5 of the 11 opened escrows were under $1 million. But of course, when you're looking at these few numbers, median price, number 6 was $1,695,000. So the median price for the 11 were $1,695,000, but clearly very misleading because 5 of the 11 were under $1 million. Didn't do year-to-date sold prices recently, but I think it's going to be, without counting PUDs, the planned unit development, just single family, I think it's going to be just north of $800,000. It was, and of course, as we looked at last year, 2011, it was $825,000. So year-to-date comparison, 2011 was always a bit higher, but then 2011 got lower and 2012 got a little better. And so I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it's going to be north of $800,000. So 11 opened escrows. We did the second. So the third category, sold listings, 22 lucky people actually closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending December 28th, 2012, last week of the year. However, it's not really the last week of the year because I didn't count today, December 31st. And based on the phone call this morning, I know of one sale, my sale. And so the last week of the year, if we go through the 31st, there's going to be a few more sales today. But for the week ending December 28th, 22 lucky people closed escrow, a low of $350,000 on Alameda Avenue. It's the one I discussed earlier in the last segment. Again, that had to be an all cash deal. And the high sold for the week, $7.3 million Rincon Point Road, which again was the high new listing as well. So 9 new listings, 4 were submitted just as for information only. They already closed. So a net number of 5 new listings, 11 opened escrows for the week ending December 28th, 2012, and 22 closed escrows. The 13 of the 22 closed were under $1 million. The median price for those closed escrows, $866,000. So those are the stats for the week ending December 28th, 2012. If someone asks you, I wonder what percentage of the listings are in escrow right now, you can tell them 34% single-family homes, CARP to Goleta in MLS, 34%. So 1 out of every 3 listings on the market is in escrow. If you looked at just under $1 million, by the way, last year it was 30%. The year before that in 2010, it was 20%, 22%, 16%. So much higher. Under $1 million, 62% of all the listings, single-family homes under $1 million, are in escrow. 62%. So that's almost 2 out of 3 listings under $1 million are in escrow, not available. We are at the end of the program and at the end of the year. Thanks for listening and listening. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time, next year, for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, search MLS listings throughout California, and listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question.